Three, two, one. Hello, everybody. Yo, what's up, all? What's up? What's up, Woods? Welcome to TYH. My name is Anglo. With me, I have Nikkei.
Hello.
And then we have Moisha from...
Hello.
And there's an actual person right next to me, and his name is Haas. Say hello.
Thank you.
So, how you guys doing today? I haven't heard from Moisha in a while. Is he... Do you still like women?
What do you mean, like? The war on women continues, and you know it's not a losing battle, but it's not a winning battle.
The thought patrol never ends.
No.
I mean, between Moisha and Null, women on notice.
Yeah, unfortunately, Null couldn't make it. I think, did he make last episode? Yeah, he did, I think.
I think he was busy being oppressed.
Yeah, he's being oppressed in Australia because of all the lockdown. And
are they shaking him upside down to try to get the change out of his pockets?
I mean, yeah. At the best, that's what's happening. At worst, who knows?
Yeah, at least it's not as bad as my oppression, but we'll get into that later.
Your oppression,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
My war.
Foreshadowing. Foreshadow.wav.
Did somebody make you shave your mustache?
I don't have no mustache, cuz.
All right.
All right, sorry I talked like that. That was rather ghetto. So let's go into the comments, Nikkei, because this is what we do. We like to interact with our fans. This is the comment.
Yeah, we got Mateu Padrig.
What?
And he says...
What did you say?
Matthew Patrick in the...
Is that potato talk?
Irish... Yeah, it is potato talk. Mateu Padrig.
You can just learn English. Says, it's a better language, but okay.
He says, Nikkei, when will you return to the Isle of Lesbos? Soon enough.
He returned. He never left.
Yeah, no call to come back. He says, Anglo, I demand that you give back the Ulster territory. Also, more episodes of The Young Whites. Edit, where is everybody? Well, we're here.
We're here, right
here. We're
queer. To your,
we're not going skiing.
Ulster, I'm sorry, man, but that's mine. Ain't yours.
Gay. Hey, when was the last time you turned on your car engine?
Yeah, no, you're not doing terrible. Stupid,
just terrible
stuff to me.
No, could you go and like check?
The punchline is he has an electric car.
Oh, only a motor. Cringe.
It doesn't work on me. Checkmate, IRA.
God damn it.
I'm not even like a spokesman for... I became a spokesman
when,
for...
When you're so soy, the IRA can't bomb your car.
No, well. They're on your side now.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I'm all of a sudden the spokesman for like Anglos when... I'm not even that Anglo. I'm just like a swing.
Well, I mean, until you get Sven on the podcast.
Actually, I take that back. It's not where there's a will. It's where there's a Liam. There's a way.
I never liked that name.
Another libtard.
It's just William.
Yeah, but the stupid version.
It's the best version. I like Liam.
All right, so we have our friend Zimmerman. He's always leaving.
Zimmerman! He says, people are listening. If they even knew this came out.
People are listening?
Yes. He asks, if no one is there to remember the movie, did it happen? And I'm going to go with no.
And then...
Then he says, Greek pickles.
Is this like stream consciousness, or how is this working?
Zimmerman is our resident Asian fan.
Is it going through Google Translate?
Yeah, Google Translate.
Hey, I turned myself into a Greek, Morty. Morty, I turned myself into a Greek.
I'm pickle Greek! Heidegger 14 says, quote, how fast can a knee grow? A subaltern microhistory of black transgender sex versus Deligma Ball 4. by Dr. Boof Jankum, University of These Nuts, 1969.
All right.
Well, it's because...
We were just reading. Riffing off of academic citations.
Academic articles that we were reading.
General Ursus, he says, have you seen the rankings? The young whites are ascendant. Yeah,
we're above the learned elders of Zyklon, the Godcat, Mike and the Madwop, Tales from the Trough.
Woodpile!
WRRL.
The White Rabbit Radio Live, which has not been posted because
it hasn't been posted, but that's because they don't.
Horus the Avenger has gone to his live stream and not done White Rabbit Radio Live in a while.
They haven't updated. Well, they do have it. They don't have the RSS feed, or at least it isn't that one.
Horus, like, get on that. You have a login.
Yeah. But I don't know. I get updates for it. But
so we have some guy with a Turkish avatar and a Jew
hiding
in the
turban.
In the turban. I guess you'd call it a turban.
I'm calling it a turban.
Yeah. I feel like turban's maybe more Indian. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it applies to any
more Sikh.
I don't give a fuck. It's all turban to me.
Yeah.
A Turkish turban? He says,
swerving in a
swerving Turkish, in a suburban.
Yeah, swerving in a suburban.
I'm in a Turkish turban, swerving in a suburban, and I crash on your lawn until the break of dawn.
Chief Keefe of Sutherland from the motherland, brotherman.
Hell yeah. No, Laprasam 14 says, TYH, greater than Les. Search your heart, folks. You know it to be true. I could not agree more.
Yes. It's so good, I haven't even listened to Les. So
people are not listening to Learned Elders of Zyklon.
So, context,
I will dispute that.
Context for this comment, we read an article by some academic called Yadong Wang. And
Vadashyaska says, oh yeah! But he strikes that out. Anyway, I searched for Yadong Wang, and it came, to no pun intended, up with a biomedical engineer from Cornell University. I suspect this is not the same Yadong who is writing about Twinks. I think you're correct. I think those are very different people in very different fields of study.
I beg to differ.
You think Yadong
There may
Wang,
be some crossover there.
In queer studies and biomedical engineering?
Well, he's from
Cornell. Why not a double major?
Well, Cornell is known for being a queer place. Actually, I don't know, probably.
No, Cornell is where a lot of, like, really, like, you know,
Jews.
Smart people go. Yeah. Some Jews, but,
yes,
like
I said.
I know people who went to Cornell, and I think they're pretty intelligent.
What, they stopped to get out to go to the bathroom or something?
The Corneraru.
No.
They call it Corner.
I actually knew one person who like he came up with this leet hacksaw way to get into Cornell, and he said he was going to apply to their.
What he just fucked up his credit and then added it to the transcript.
No, he said he was going to apply to their undergraduate program in labor relations, and then transfer into their business school. It didn't work. He didn't end up going to Cornell. But it was a valiant effort to like try to, you know,
you went to Bronx Community College
to life hack your way into an elite school. Yeah, well, you can go to Bronx, actually.
You can't really transfer like that.
Have to reapply once you're in there. But his reasoning was that because Cornell's labor relations school is the highest accepting program.
He would switch.
In their undergrad, you could just transfer once you're in there, and that's easier. Your odds are better to get your transfer approved than applying.
That's not how it works.
Nintendo Switch. He does a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, a Nintendo Switch.
Well, I mean, you could just start showing up in the other department and then wait until they just think you're part of it.
We don't have too many comments left. We have Swamp Creature. How you doing, bro? My 20-something Professor Bernie Bro-S daughter has been working on organic farms for the last 2 years. Based. My daughter is a crypto-Nazi! I'm glad to hear it, Swamp.
His daughter or the professor's daughter?
What? Or is 20-something professed Bernie Bro-S.
Never mind.
Yeah, I misspoke. His daughter is an openly acknowledged Bernie Bro-S. If she need a man, drop me a line. Jack Kaufman. He says, it's going to be Nate. He says, it's going to be a name like Jack Hoffman or something. Hey, it's me. It is you.
It's me, Mario.
It's me, Jack Hoffman.
That's the Russian immigrant version instead of the Italian immigrant version of Mario.
Jack Hoffman.
Jacob Jack Hoffmanowitz.
Jack Mahometz.
I'm from Russia. I'm Russian, don't you know?
Well,
so let's not beat around the bush anymore. You had quite a run in, yes, shall we say? Yeah.
So we they finally caught him.
Yes.
Oh, they fucking caught him, all right.
Here we go.
No.
Yes.
What, fishing without a license this time, or what was it?
I don't know what happened, but our internet cut out, and so Nike and Moisha aren't here with us anymore. So we're just gonna talk about the jail story.
Yeah, I'm still here though. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
The young woodpile.
Yes.
Here we go. The young woodpile story. Yeah. Here we go.
So, why are we talking about that? You know, you guys, you heard in the introduction about me being a bad boy and all that. So I'm out here visiting my friend, and you know, I was going back to my hotel, and I was driving home from his house. It was a pretty good drive, listening to Death in June in the cassette tape. You know. Don't you know God is disabled?
Yeah, no, I mean, cassettes are kind of like, I don't know. If you're in a car, I can accept that you listen to cassette tapes. That's okay.
As an aside, before we get into the story, I left that cassette in my truck, and it like kind of got it distorted and messed up and melted a little bit or something. And so it sounds wobbly and all like vaporwave. It's pretty cool.
You mean so somehow like unintentionally that record came out cooler?
Unintentionally, I made like a Death in June vaporwave because it got warped in the heat. But anyways, so I was driving home from this guy's house to my hotel, and I noticed some very bright lights behind me. And this is big truck territory, right? You know, you see a lot of big trucks in this area. So I thought it was one of those guys with the big bright light truck. So I switched lanes. So I didn't want to be behind these very bright lights. They're right when I switched lanes. So did this other car behind me, or truck. I didn't know what it was. And then a few seconds later, I see police lights, and I'm like, oh geez.
Wait, did you have your glasses on at the time?
I did. Yeah,
okay. All right.
Yeah, I did. So I had everything, but it was so late. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you came back really late. And for the record, like he did not drink with us. Like we had several meals. He had one glass, and he had several meals in between the time that he left from coming here. So like, there's no way, like he blew a 0.0. I'm sorry. I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's good. So I get pulled over, and obviously, like you said, I wasn't really drinking. And if I did drink, but it was like 6 hours before I left, and I had two meals.
Two full meals.
I had like a steak and a hamburger. Yes.
Yeah, like two solid lean meals. Yeah.
But anyways, the cop goes up to my door. It's an African American woman. So I was kind of like, okay.
She was like,
yeah. And that was fun. And she's like, "Yeah, have you? I noticed that you ran a red light." And I'm like, "What? No, I didn't." He's like, "Yeah, you when you turned right, you didn't stop all the way." I'm like, then she asked me, and this is kind of where I fucked up. But she asked me, "Have you been drinking tonight?" And I said, "I drank like 6 hours ago, so it doesn't really matter." But I shouldn't have said that, obviously. And so they got me out of the car. And I'm a bit like, oh God, I just want to be home in my hotel. And then I have to do all this shit. So she asked me if I had any medical conditions before she did any of the... Obviously, she's going to do some sobriety tests. Before I did that, she asked if I had any medical conditions. And I'm like, yeah, I have a problem with my legs where I can't balance. You know, which is true. I'm not lying. And she also asked if I take any medication. This is where I actually fucked up the most, I think.
Well, by being honest?
Yeah, by being honest.
Yeah, but like the good, honest white person in you wanted to tell the truth, and you just figured if I was honest, like things will be okay.
Yeah, I was completely honest because I knew I had nothing on me. I wasn't high on anything. I wasn't drunk. I knew I was going to blow a zero because I know that like I
Which picked, you did.
Which I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first thing they do is they have me walk the line and do the one leg balance thing. And I kind of messed those up a bit because of my leg problems, which I told them beforehand.
You have webbed feet.
Yeah, I have webbed feet and webbed hands. I have webbed hands, so like when I type, it's like all...
Mosley had the same thing.
Did he really?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, Oswald Mosley had webbed feet. But it's like some inbred Anglo thing I have, right? It's like my knees and my tendons and stuff are all messed up. But anyway, so like I kind of like I lost my balance a few times there. And I think that was she saw that, me losing my balance to the cop. I think she like kind of had an idea in her head like, oh, he's probably not drunk or anything, but I could get this guy just because of this. This will be my justification. You know, the fact that I didn't really do good on the...
Take that, Whitey.
Yeah, basically. And then after that, she gave me a breathalyzer test. Didn't say anything. It's like, oh, this is the old one. It might be broken. You know. So she had her senior officer get another one. Took that. She didn't say anything after I blew it. So I thought maybe, oh, maybe I'm actually...
Maybe she couldn't breathe.
Yeah, maybe I couldn't breathe.
All right, yes.
Yeah.
So you couldn't breathe.
Well, no, she couldn't breathe because she was around a lot of white supremacy that night. But
the glass ceiling on her neck.
So they didn't say anything when I blew my breathalyzer tests, but I knew for a fact that I probably got a zero. So I was like, okay, I'm going to be going back in my truck. I just see her. She gets her handcuffs. She's like, you're under arrest. And then put your hands behind your back. And then they put the handcuffs on me. And I'm like, why are you arresting me? It's like, we think you're on drugs. We think you're driving under the influence of drugs, of something. You know, it's not alcohol, but it could be something else. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm talking so lucidly to you guys. I'm literally like talking about like, hey, I went to the bookstore today. Wanna look at these books I got. I was like doing that because they were asking me why I had these books in my car. I'm just like, hey, yeah, I went to the bookstore. Just chilling.
Why you got these books in your car?
Why do you have these books?
You trying to learn?
Yeah, exactly. And I just knew that, like, I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, she was like on the communication with her supervisor and like the guy saying like
that was in the station. She was a new officer. She had some guy
brand fucking new.
Like brand new. I'm pretty sure I was her first arrest. What happened is when we got into the station, she went up to like some other police officer. Okay, what do I do next? And they're like, okay, you might watch some training videos. So go into the next room and do that. And I'm like, oh shit. They had an experimental student cop arrest me.
Like the black, like Paul Blart.
Yeah.
Black Paul Blart mall cop ass.
Yeah.
Arrest.
But reversing back, I'm like, I'm not freaking out. I just think it's kind of weird that I did nothing and I have, you know, handcuffs on me. And she did them really tight. So like it was kind of hurting. But I think they do that on purpose probably. It's just because they can, you know, because they're pigs. Anyways,
it's just, you know, like revenge for slavery.
Yeah, exactly. So I get put in the back of the car. She drives me to the station. And here's the thing. I knew what station I was going to because I knew the county. And it's not a good place in terms of hygiene. So I knew I was going to be in for a treat.
Yeah, no, little anecdote. My brother actually caught staff from the place that Anglo was sent to.
Yeah, so I knew that there was going to be some... It was not going to be a fun night. I wasn't worried about like getting beat up or anything because it's... I don't know. I'm not a little faggot, I guess. She drives me to the station. I take a COVID test. COVID negative, by the way, guys.
Was it the big, like, stringy thing they put in your nose?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the swab. But they actually didn't really put it that deep. Because I've taken COVID tests before, and it really wasn't that deep. I don't, they probably just didn't really care. I don't know. Maybe she did. It was like some, it was literally some doctor straight from Africa. Barely speak English.
Okay, ready for test. Put in nose.
You know.
Put in nose, please.
I cry every time. Yeah. When I get a COVID test. I literally do.
Oh, you do?
Cause, yeah, cause, no, because it tickles my fucking brain.
Yeah, no, this, I can't stand this one barely, it's just like, it's like she scratched my you know, inside of my nose a little bit. Like I had an itch there or something. Wow. And she was.
Thank God for incompetent staff. County workers. Yeah.
She was kind enough to itch that itch in my nose. So I go in, they bring me into this like special DUI room that they have. It says before you get processed into the jail.
Drunk take, right?
Yeah, no, this isn't a drunk take yet.
Oh, okay.
This is like some place where they redo the sobriety tests at the station. The arresting officer dropped me off into this room. She wasn't doing the test. This is from another police officer who was actually, you know, I don't like pigs, but he was a chill guy because he was like my age. And he was like, I don't even think he's like actually been out like on the arrest, you know, out there patrolling people.
Hitting the beat. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah, I don't even know. Hitting the hay because they're pigs. Eating the, rolling in the shit.
Hitting the shit.
Yeah, rolling in the shit. So they had me do the breathalyzer again. I did it like 3 or 4 times.
They wanted you to blow
something. And this is where I learned. He's like, oh yeah, you've been blowing zeros. But yeah, he did that. I did the walking thing like 2 more times. And I kind of messed up a few times, but like I was like very adamant, like, hey, I have some legitimate like genetic problems with my legs that runs in my family where I can't balance very well. And I could kind of tell in this guy's head, this cop's head, that he was like, I don't think you need to be here. But he kind of had to play along with the arresting officer because she has the authority in the situation, I guess. He can't just say, okay, get out of here. He has to go along with
it. Undermine. Yeah.
Yeah, he has to go along with it. And they gave me a blood test because they wanted to see if I was like on, they thought I was on meth, which was funny, or stimulants. They're like, no, when I first came in, the guy's like, okay, maybe he's on stimulants or meth or something. But then near the end, after I did all these tests and I was talking to him and like being very lucid, he's like, maybe he took more of his prescription medication than he was supposed to.
They're just grasping at straws. Yeah, at this fucking point.
And you could tell, like the guy, I could tell he's like, okay, this is like nothing. He's not, we can't find anything. He said, maybe he took more of his medication than he was supposed to. Maybe.
Nothing burger. Angle of the fucking nothing burger.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of like, I thought I was going to be done after that. Like, they're just going to release me.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you're actually going to jail. Like, you're going to get processed, and you're going to be in here for, like, 4 to 12 hours. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I want to go home, because it was late. By that time, it was, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah, no, you left my place like two? At, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and it takes a while, the COVID tests and waiting around. Eventually, when we're done with all the DUI, the second sobriety tests, it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I remember waking up at like 7 or 8 a.m. to change a diaper for my daughter and like getting a voicemail from you.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, so I actually got arrested on the way back to your place. If you can pick me up, that would be great.
Yeah.
Like, me and my significant other at the time were like, oh, fuck, yeah. Dude, no.
But like, I bet you guys were like, what would he get arrested for? You guys are probably thinking, like, because I obviously wasn't drunk or anything.
No,
or,
you were the exact same motherfucker that has always hung out with me. Like,
yeah.
Totally sober. I remember my significant other even, like, put money on your books.
Yeah, which here's the thing. They didn't even tell me I had money on my books to call people.
Yeah, no, they don't let you know anything.
They don't let you know anything.
Yeah.
But so they're like, yeah, you're going to be in jail for like 4 to 12 hours. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so I get put in, I guess, through medical or something.
Yes, medical's where you first go. Yeah.
Yeah, and they put me into this, like, waiting room or holding tank before you get processed with all, like, the rest of the jail guys. So this is before it's segregated according to, like, you know, these are the DUI guys, they go into the drunk tank. I'm like with everyone else.
Well, yeah, and there's even like PC motherfuckers. Yeah, like, you could even like hypothetically have like child molesters in that room with you.
This is before, this is before they like get the PC guys. If you guys know what that means, protective custody, which is usually child molesters or snitches. But usually child molesters probably like at this level. I don't know. Never been approved.
Or like sex offenders.
Yes, yeah, sex
offenders. Like, just all the like gross.
So like I didn't know who I was around. Like these could be drug dealers, which is like, okay, that's not, like, I don't like that, but at least
it's not like as morally like horrendous as like a child toucher.
But the first thing when they put me into this like horrible concrete holding tank area, there was like seven other people and they're all Mexican. And I was the only white kid in there. And I look very white, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I just sit next to this, like, cholo guy. But he's pretty chill. I kind of get along with those people. And plus, he was very young. He looked like he was, like, 18. Looked kind of like a kid. We're just chilling, you know. But there was this guy, like, across the room. And he was schizoing out. He was, like, saying, I want someone to fucking kill me. Put a gun to my head. And I'm like,
nice.
And I'm, like, sitting here, I'm like, fuck, man, I should be at home. I literally did nothing. I didn't do nothing. And I'm at this guy, like, has no shirt on. He has, like, cuts all over his body, and he's, like, laying on the floor originally to, like, take a nap, and then he lays in the bathroom floor take a nap, which is, like, don't take a nap in the bathroom. There's room not in the bathroom.
Anglo's trying to just, like, get home with his, like, little stack of books.
Yeah, so I could read.
And all of a sudden, He's having a conversation with a guy using a roll of toilet paper as a pillow.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like talking to himself and like saying, I hate snitches. I hate snitches. I hate snitches. It was a trip. And so
talk about fish out of water, man.
And then they take me out of that room, and then they take my mugshot, which I was kind of stoked because I've always wanted a mugshot just to have.
Yeah, and no, so and you looked, no homo, you looked pretty handsome in that mugshot.
Like, yeah,
I've had very unflattering mugshots, and that was a good mugshot.
Yeah,
I will say that.
And the thing that pissed me off is that the cops in there, they treat you like shit, like you're human garbage. Like they push you around literally, you know. And I'm just like getting pissed off thinking about that because I did nothing. I've never even been drunk in my life, and I'm in here for a DUI. You know, they're saying I'm on drugs, so I've never even been high on like anything. And I'm getting pissed off, and they're throwing me around. They tell me to walk. I'm like, welcome to America, land of the free. They tell me to walk the
most like morally upstanding human being in the fucking world.
The cops are like, they're telling me to walk the blue line to the drunk tank cell, and I'm like walking it perfectly straight. And they're like, walk straighter, faster, faster. Like I'm in the military or something. And I was just like getting pissed off at him. I didn't even want to look at him. He's like, I already didn't like police beforehand, but like now I really don't like them. Because here's the thing, I know for a fact that the arresting officer knew I wasn't high or even drunk or anything, but she saw the fact that I failed the sobriety test.
Field sobriety test.
It's like, oh, I could get my first arrest, or I could get the white quota or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, that's what happened. Like, but so this is the funny part, because you have experience with these jails. Because you live around here. You've been here a few times.
Yeah, sure.
And nothing wrong with that. You know, I think it's, you know, whatever. America sucks. You do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not gonna ask for a pardon for anything I've done, you know what I mean? But, like, if people like, you know, the Ram guys have to experience that, I mean...
That's kind of what I was thinking.
It just goes to say that, like...
Yeah, but, like, that's what I was thinking when I was in there. I'm like, this is not a big deal. Like, people are in prison, not jail, but in prison for defending themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Adolf Hitler wrote some of his best stuff behind bars, too.
But, yeah...
That's besides the point.
But, So I'm walking in the blue line, and, hey, do you want lunch? And it's
the sack nasty.
Yeah, it was like 6 a.m. I'm like, it's not lunchtime, but I guess that's like their, it's just how like what they call it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So 6 a.m. is when they give breakfast.
They
call it like chow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so 6 a.m. is normally when they'll give you breakfast, and then they feed you again, like, around noon. But, yeah, yeah, like, they always give you that first meal, like, right at 5:30 or right at 6 okay. in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, grab yourself one of them bag lunch, them sack lunches.
Yeah, we call them sack nasties.
And I knew from him and just hearing about it in general that the food's inedible there. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah. No, there's been like actual like articles and yeah. stories released about like how the employees will like wash off
yeah.
the fucking rot from the bologna that yeah. they use for these sandwiches. Yeah,
exactly.
It's absolutely inedible and not fit for human consumption.
And so I'm like, oh no, I'm good. I'm not hungry. I didn't say anything. I didn't say like, I just like, no.
You just didn't want it.
Yeah. yeah. And so they put me into the drunk tank. I guess that's what you would call it, where like, you know, minor sight and release people.
Sure.
Just like mostly DUIs, maybe some yeah. other minor things.
People that aren't going to be there for multiple days.
Yeah. Basically. And so I'm put in there and it's the nastiest fucking room I've been in. But I went in there and the first thing I just see is like flies because of like the rotten fruit from the packed lunch on the floor. I like could smell piss and it's sticky on the ground, and I look on the left,
it's like all of LA
yeah
concentrated
yeah exactly
into like
it's like LA like Brooklyn room. Brooklyn Brussels
yeah
god that was gross when I went to Brussels certain parts not a lot of it was very beautiful but anyways. Yeah, it's like having L.A. packed into one room.
Like a 5 foot by 5 foot room.
Yeah. yeah. I look to the left and I see literal human shit.
You're like, oh, I'm at a G.G. Allen concert.
Yeah, I'm at a G.G. Allen concert. And I'm like pissed off about that. And then by the toilet, actually, someone wrote something in human shit. But they ran out of shit, so I couldn't... They couldn't.
I just envision like an ink quill. Like, you're like dipping into. Sorry.
No, that's funny. So he ran. Whoever he was trying to write something, but I guess he ran out of shit. So I had like two letters, unless it was just game.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. He ran out of shit. I was like, maybe I should do a poop swastika. But that was by the toilet. I'm just like, okay, this is the nastiest room I've ever been in. And I have to sit here. Like, you have to eventually. You have to sit down on one of the concrete little block seats they have. They don't have, like, real seats. It's like a concrete block, you know, you sit on.
Yeah, it's like Minecraft.
Yeah, it's like Minecraft. Seriously, it's like concrete Minecraft. Concrete craft. And it's just miserable. And the first thing I do is I sit next to this big old guy just in his underwear. And I'm like, fuck, man. And he's obviously very talkative. He's looking at me. He's like kind of excited. Someone new is coming in. And it's this fat kid in his underwear. I sit down next to him.
Is this the bug man?
Yeah, this is a bug man.
Oh, yeah.
I was like kind of, I wasn't worried, but I'm like, oh, is he going to be like kind of like a loose cannon, like gangster type? I don't know. But he's just like a total bug man. And he's like, oh, I'm here because I was playing my Nintendo Switch. And I went outside and I mooned my girlfriend. From outside, and they called the police, and I got, you know, in trouble. You know, that was his thing, and boy, he was too talkative, and he finally got out like an hour after I got there. So he got out pretty quickly.
He got out before you?
Yeah, like 11 hours before me. So here's the thing. They say, oh, it could be like 4 hours probably, maybe 4 to 12. It was fucking 12 hours for me.
Yeah.
In that nasty room, worse than any bathroom I've been to. Besides one border... One time I was driving with my family near the border of Mexico and America, obviously, because I'm from Mexico. That's where I live. But no, on it's some like rest stop, like close to the Mexican border. And you know how Mexicans are, like they don't flush their toilet paper, because in Mexico their sewage system is not good enough. So instead of throwing, you know, flushing it down, they throw it in the trash can. You didn't see that in school?
No. Oh, no.
I guess I went with some more, like, total, like, people straight from Mexico in my school, for sure, then.
Fuck.
Yeah, that would happen at school, and the people would, like, have to teach them not to do that. It's like, we're in America, you could...
Just like... Oh my god, having to teach someone that you can flush your shit.
Yeah, you can flush... You're an American now. You can do that. But yeah, one time I went to this like rest stop by the border of Mexico, and I guess a lot of Mexicans used it, and they don't know they didn't know that you could flush the toilet paper, and there was like a mountain of toilet like
shitty TP,
like a mountain, like this like 6 feet, no, it seemed like 6 feet tall. I was young. I was like
the formation of an Aztec pyramid. Yeah.
So that was probably the worst place I've been in, but this was a close second. And so I'm like expecting, okay, 4 hours. Okay, cool. And then I don't have a clock or anything, but I could tell it's been like 4 hours. It's been a long...
Your biological clock.
Yeah.
I was telling you.
I'm like, okay, this has definitely been more than 4 hours. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe like in 30 minutes I'll get out. Well, no, I was in there for 12 hours. Or like 12 hours. The whole, like the latest they could keep you. You know, I know like we're not Blue Lives Matter people. Which is good, but maybe some of you guys might be somewhat sympathetic. But dude, they'll get you on the smallest things. They'll be the first to arrest you on hate speech charges, on whatever.
Yeah.
And they like it because it's job security for them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And they'll openly admit that.
Yeah.
That you're their job security.
Yeah.
We want you to be here.
Yeah.
An inmate. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's not base, and I do think a racial element was at play there because. Well, you know,
of course there was.
Yeah,
fucking course there was.
Because if I were black or Mexican, like
that wouldn't have happened.
That wouldn't have happened.
I legitimately believe that would have not happened if you were not a blonde hair, blue eyed human.
But because I was a blonde hair, blue eyed guy, and I had books stacked in my car, they're like,
"You gonna get raped tonight?
Yeah,
have fun at the precinct.
Didn't they like scare you when you're a kid?
Yeah. Okay. So when I was 18, I used to do like a lot of street art. And I had like long metalhead hair, and they picked me up one day, and I was literally 18 years old, and I got into big boy jail, and and the cop that was doing my processing was literally telling me like, have fun getting raped.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like I didn't really believe him, but like it was still like,
yeah, if you're 18, that's
so good. Fucked up to be like a, like I was, you know, emotionally and mentally I still felt like a child, and like,
yeah,
I don't know, for an adult to like tell me like you're probably gonna get raped,
yeah. Like, yeah,
it was not an okay thing to have happen, but you know, I mean, the wood pile was solid in there at the time being, and yeah. they took care of me.
You don't get raped in jail.
No, nobody gets raped in jail. If you do,
it's maybe prison, but even there, that's right. Like
well, exactly, yeah, no. So like,
maybe American, like,
History X is totally wrong when it comes to like the white on white rape,
yeah,
scenario. That's like strictly a black,
yeah,
thing that happens, like the like overly aggressive like homosexual raping.
Yeah,
that's not a white thing that happens, even in prison. You might get stabbed.
Yeah,
in
but I'd rather get stabbed than raped.
Yeah, no, I do not want to get fucked. Like, that's way more intimidating.
Please
than,
stab me, please.
Yeah, that's way more.
I'll take a shank, and at least I'll have, like, a scar. Either I'm dead, exactly, or I'll have
but
a scar.
But nobody gets raped, and nobody gets stabbed in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not something
just,
that happens.
This is not prison, it's jail, it's local things, you know, low-level misdemeanors, and maybe people who are going to go to prison eventually.
Maybe eventually, but it's like,
most usually just misdemeanors.
90% of the people in there are gonna like be released in a year or two,
yeah,
or like a year.
Yeah.
So they don't really want to like add 5 more years to their sentence.
Yeah. Right? So I wasn't worried about that. Like I didn't know anything. I thought, well, maybe I'm gonna be in jail for like a few days. I'm like, but I wasn't scared because I've heard you got to be confident. You know, you can't be a bitch in those situations. Survival.
Right. I mean, like you can't show weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't cry. Like if you cry, you're like you've lost the respect of everyone in there. You know what I mean? Cuz like once you actually go into the like county jail system, it's not the guards that run your life anymore. Like the inmates run the show.
Yeah.
It's not the sheriffs. Once you're like actually in the system, it's the inmates that run the show. So
yeah, but I wasn't worried about.
But
that.
You didn't cry. You didn't whimper. You didn't get scared. You didn't do any of that. You sat there in the shit staff room.
Yeah,
and you waited it out.
Yeah,
and it worked out.
Yeah. So like when I was in when I was in the cop car and kind of in the DUI room, I'm like, am I going to be here for like a few days? I'm like, oh, if that happens, it happens. I, you know, you can't freak out in those situations. You just gotta survive. And actually, it was kind of, sounds weird, but I was kind of like wishing in a weird way.
What, for the street cred? For TYH?
Yeah, for that, just to experience it. I know it's not something, I guess, to glorify, but like, I don't know, it was just kind of funny to say I've been to jail.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I mean, I have been, yeah. I've been to the drunk tank, I guess that's jail.
Yeah, no, technically, I mean, yes, you have been incarcerated, yeah. I guess, technically, but like, no, I'm sure, like, my stories that I've told you about, like, me being to jail has made you curious
yes.
about
it. Yeah, though. Exactly.
Because, like, the way I talk about it, I've never glorified jail, but it is a weird, like, Willy Wonka-esque situation where it's like, you can throw Roman salutes,
yeah.
and nobody's going to care. You know what I mean? So yeah. it is kind of a weird, magical fairy tale land where you can say Heil Hitler and like throw Roman salutes and nobody's going to stop you, you know? Yeah. So it is an interesting experience, but yeah.
Yeah. I was just, but yeah, I think it was about 12 hours. They're like, okay, get out. And I get out with this.
Get out.
Bye. It's like the,
you just did 12 hours. How does it feel?
Bye.
Bye.
So they're like, okay, follow this line, go to there, go to that door, they'll open it for you, boom, 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 boom. And it was me and some guy who couldn't speak English getting out at the same time. And he could speak like 5 words. And he's like, arrest? Me, too, arrest. Me, arrest. I thought I'd be here all night.
Chicken, arise. Yeah, yeah. Arise, chicken.
And so I'm like, yeah, me, arrest, too.
Dude, like totally me arrest. He's like,
because he can't. It's like because like the cops there, like the people that run it, are all like white guys, mostly like formerly bullied white guys.
Yeah, or like white presenting.
Yeah, yeah. And so like they not all of them speak Spanish. So like I don't think he understood what was going on. He's like, am I going home? Home? He was like looking at me with the
home,
with the biggest
oh my
eye,
God.
The biggest eyes. He's like, home.
A kitty cat in a cardboard box on the side of the street.
Like, and I'm like, yes, home.
Waiting for a new owner.
Yes, home. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I drink. I'm here.
It's so funny, like, how outnumbered you are, like, 1 billion to 1 as a white human being going yeah, into that yeah. system.
But it was funny. It was like some 40-year-old Mexican guy. Obviously, like DUI.
We'll call him Loco.
Loco. He obviously, I can tell he's never been to jail, or at least he's only been like in the drunk tank because he was like big eyed and like, oh.
Acting new as
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, what did I do? What happened? You know.
Yeah.
But get my stuff. I head out. And it's kind of like weird. Like you're in jail, you're in the cell, and then like, okay, released. And it's like 5 minutes you're outside in the free world. And it's like a weird like transition.
You're just shot right out to the street.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I could walk. They don't even like say like you're I guess they do say you're free, but like it doesn't seem like they've officially said it. Like I could like actually walk out.
Yeah, they just say it like kind of passive aggressively where yeah, it's like, it's, we'll see you again.
Yeah.
We know you'll be back.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they, like exactly. kick you out the front door, you know?
And you're like, "Wait, I'm done." Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Walk down the stairs.
Yeah.
And that was my jail experience. And I called you. And I'm like, hey, what's up, Wood?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, he... The voicemail I got was like... It was so heartbreaking, but it was so funny because...
No, it
like,
is funny.
It was funny more than anything just because, like, it's a totally sober, absolutely normal, like... fucking run-of-the-mill Anglo
yeah.
voicemail. Hey, I'm getting arrested right now.
It's like Norman Donald or something.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could maybe pick me up.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah.
If it's in your inclination, you can pick.
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, well, and like, I called my parents too, but obviously everyone was asleep, and I'm like, hey, I'm arrested. I was like the same arrest. I like
your cadence was so like
yeah
normal.
It was like I was talking on TYH or something yeah. like reading. Yeah. I was like on NPR or something.
Yes. Yeah.
I think my mom's messages went. Hi mom. So apparently I've gotten arrested. I'm in the cop car right now. I don't know exactly what that entails. Okay. See you later. Love you. Bye. But don't talk to police when you don't need to. I mean, I already knew that beforehand, but I thought this was like such a minor thing because it only involved me.
It was a minor traffic stop.
Yeah, it was a minor traffic stop. Like, I'm obviously not drunk. If I have to take the test, it'll show a zero, you know? So I'll just be honest just to, you know, see. Plus, it's kind of like it was a good experience to, like, realize, like, hey, even if you're honest, cops will fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's a good cautionary tale. Yeah. That, like, even if in your heart you know you've done nothing wrong, like,
it doesn't matter.
These fucking piggies won't care.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if in your heart you know you've done nothing wrong. So it's a good cautionary tale, at least. If fucking Anglo can experience
no, seriously. If
you can experience that, like, anybody listening to this.
I've never been drunk in my life.
Easily.
I've been, like, tipsy. But I haven't been, like, you know, walking around. And
nope. No, never. Yeah. Actually, you act the weirdest when you're totally sober.
Yeah.
When you
just like you.
Yes, exactly like
you. So, my parents are like, you're in jail? Because, like, I'm kind of like a square to them, kind of. Because they party more than I do.
You're the square of your family, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, my brother, my brother is less of a square than, well, now he's a square. He's like a hardcore Christian, but for a while, he would party a lot as a teenager.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it would make sense if he got a DUI, you know.
Yeah.
Or my parents, maybe, if they decided to drive and they shouldn't have because they're, you know, on alcohol.
They did a beer.
They did a beer, so they're like, oh, I'm going to drive. I'm going to do a drive.
I'm going to do a boof and then a drive.
Yeah. So my parents are like, you? Huh? Okay. Whatever. But no, it sucks. Like, you can say, if you want to be like some conservative guy and say, well, it was only a night and they didn't know for sure, you know, the police, you got to respect their authority without them in just their presence. And
yeah, so without this black cop, our society would fall apart, right? Thank God. I had to get more diapers for my daughter.
More diapy.
Yeah. It's cute. I have two kids, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two kids. They're both beautiful.
Beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Best kids.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys. I'm telling you right now.
Have kids.
Have children. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I know I've explained, you know, in this episode or a little bit, I've kind of touched on it about, you know, past mistakes. You know, I've gone to jail multiple times. I've definitely gone down a negative path in life. And the one thing that saved me is having children. Yeah. Like, I will defend that till the day I die. It's the best thing that has ever happened to me. That's all. I'll leave it at that. But it is the best thing that's ever happened to me is being a dad. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not a dad, but your kids are nice to be around. For sure.
It's a white pill for you to be around my kids.
Yeah, it is. It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I could go through this, anyone can.
And it's
what else can they do?
The worst part is that you didn't even, like, actually get into, like, real jail.
Yeah.
Like, if you were going to have to deal with all that bullshit, you should have at least been in, like, real jail and gotten, like, a shitty, like, stick-and-poke woodpile tattoo on your knuckles or something like that. Like, you didn't even get to the fun part.
Yeah, I was in the worst part.
Yeah, you didn't even get to where it's fun.
Yeah, we're just, like, with a bunch of guys.
Like, working out with a bunch of white guys.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even get to the part that's, like, nice about gym.
I went
you
to the part where there's feces smeared all over the wall. Yeah,
and bugmen, Mexican bugmen.
Yeah, talking about showing their butthole to their wives. Yeah.
Epic prank, dude.
Just an annoying experience, and it kind of, like, blackpilled me a bit for a while, so I'm like, if they can do this for, like, nothing, like, they could...
Literally nothing.
Like, literally nothing.
They will create a reason.
They'll create a reason. Yeah. So that's why, you know, if you're a political dissident, you got to be clean on certain things. They won't give you, you know, oh, it's just a meme what I said. You know, they're not going to care sometimes.
Right. Even if you're totally straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
They're going to find a reason.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Yeah.
Don't ever think, like, your freedom is not at stake.
Yeah.
Your freedom is... always
at stake. Yeah.
100% of the time.
Yeah. Speaking of steak, that sounds good.
I'm fucking starving.
I want a good steak. But before we go back, have you heard of reverse alpha? Okay, no. What was it called? Alpha hypnosis? You heard of that?
Yeah, no. Alpha hypnosis. Because it's like a... It's supposed to, like, what? Like, revert sissy hypnosis.
Yeah. So, right? There's this thing that I discovered. Someone sent me, like, as, like, a joke. Look at this. Look how fucking weird this is. It's called, like, alpha male hypnosis. And it's just, like...
To de-cuck you?
Right? Yeah, like, to de-cuck you. To stop being... It's, like, to reverse sissy hypnosis.
Stop
and being I'm like, what's sissy hypnosis? And they're like, oh, you don't want to know. And, like, I kind of hear about it. Oh, okay, that's what it is. That's disgusting. Anyway, it's like a pornographic thing where guys literally get hypnotized to be gay.
Yeah, it's... I mean, like...
I've never...
From like, you know, browsing the catalog of 4chan, that's what I've picked up is that it's like supposed to put you in a weird state of mind where like you start to like want to be a faggot.
Yeah. Or something. Or a female or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they have on YouTube counter hypnosis videos. And the funniest thing are the comments. The comments are just golden. I'll just like take it. Let's look at some of the comments that I have.
I just imagine the human being that like
publicly
is like thanking people for posting videos that are like supposed to turn you not gay anymore.
Yeah. This is from a guy named Muhammad. Wow, it really works. And then some other guy says, "May Allah be with you." And he says, "Thank you, God bless you too." And then some other guy says, "How many times you used it? Please help me out." Asamra. But it's kind of a trip to like when you see all the comments, it's like a lot of Indians and Pakistanis. It's like, I guess those are the people who are watching.
Like, how do I not be gay anymore? Please help me not be gay.
Yeah, there's another one that was like,
if you tell anyone I'm gay, they'll kill me.
Yeah, there's like this recommended one, and it's just like you can't even hear what they're saying. It's just a whole bunch of layers of people talking. I guess they're saying like masculine affirmative things, and it's supposed to go into your subconscious.
It's like a billion Wes Watson videos played at once.
It's like, you are strong, you are buff, you are good, you are happy, man. You are.
I don't feel gay anymore. Thank you for this video. I'm cured. I do not feel gay.
No gay. No gay.
I know gay.
No more no gay. So that was an experience to find that. That's even worse than jail.
Yeah, I've got to watch some of those reverse. Yeah, the alpha hypnosis videos.
There's also like I've seen these before, like success hypnosis, where it's like, I'm gonna be rich, I'm gonna be powerful, people are gonna love me.
I believe that she will win.
I believe that she will win. Yeah, it's like the people actually listen to this, and it surprisingly like millions of people do. These like success hypnosis videos and alpha hypnosis videos. Not all of them are counter sissy, but it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna have to dive into that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, let me go see if I could call back Nike and Moisha. See if we could get them.
Yeah, let's get Nike and Moisha back on.
Let me just switch the inputs. Alright. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Pew.
And a one,
two,
three, and two.
Go.
Okay. Yeah. No. So
I guess we're on.
I'm the host. And then I was in jail for 12 hours, and then I got released with some Mexican guy that couldn't speak English, and we were talking kind of as much as we
could. Was that the cop?
Basically, he's like, Ali, we leave today? We leave?
I am down for my shift for the day.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the jail.
My shift as a prisoner? Or no, whatever. You,
no, like, my shift as a guard. No,
but
sure. Yeah, yeah, guard. No, I...
A las guardas.
And so, yeah, I had to wait out in this area.
Guardia prisoner.
Got picked up, and I didn't get sleep, and it was crazy. It is my mom's birthday, so it's her birthday present.
Oh,
it was your mom's birthday.
That sucks.
Oh, that's great.
That's
yikes.
I'm so sorry.
So we couldn't go to the, you know, we couldn't do what we wanted to do because they had to.
So what was your family's reaction? I want to know if they were supportive.
Like, what the hell?
Well, it took long enough. We figured we were going to be picking him up from jail at some point.
Yeah, they figured.
He's just going back in. What's the point of picking him up?
Yeah, when I left, I'm like, I'll see you guys later.
Left half of a sandwich for the next time.
Yeah. Save me a bologna sandwich, please. A rotten bologna sandwich.
Yeah, no, for real. Rotten bologna.
Yeah, they're just like, well, I called them too, and they're like, Anglo drinking and driving? No, that's not real.
No.
And when I got out and I was able to go see them afterwards, and I told them the whole story, like, holy crap, cops are assholes.
And so,
like, and we have to get a lawyer and all this stuff to make sure.
That answers that question. All right.
Yeah, so probably won't get charges for it. It probably won't be on my record, but still, even if it does, like, fuck, I did nothing.
Yeah, I mean, your court date isn't for, like, a while now. I mean,
yeah.
It still sucks that, you know, like, you're...
Wait, you still
then,
have you still have a court date?
Yeah. Yeah, he still has a court date.
I thought they fucking dropped.
No.
All right.
That's why I got a lawyer, dumbo. No, I'm just kidding.
Remind us where you're at in terms of what they found.
Well, I mean, they have to wait for the blood results to see that, make sure I wasn't on meth. So maybe they would drop it if they get the results.
Maybe.
Have they not tested you
for drugs already?
No, it takes a while. It takes like 60 days.
That's such bullshit because I've had, like, I've gone to the hospital. I've gone to the ER and they've done blood draws and they know within a day. This is some bureaucrat gang bullshit.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Even if I have drugs in my system, prescribed drugs, they could still technically attempt to charge me. They could still arrest you for that, even though it's bullshit. But
yeah, such bullshit.
Yes. Certain jurisdictions, for example, carrying a firearm, it doesn't matter if the drugs are prescribed. It is still prohibited to be on
them. Basically my situation. So even if... So, it's obviously going to come. I've never been high on anything. So,
well, you've never had a gun on your person in a car either.
I've never seen a gun.
Well, no, but it's not a matter of that. I'm not talking about carrying. The point is, it's another responsibility. So the idea is that if you're going to do X, you must comply with the following Y.
If you're going to drive, you must not be on it. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
it's stupid, but it just
have anything on you. Nothing.
Right, but that jurisdiction has those rules.
If they
rules.
Wanted to, they could try and say they're probably not going to because it's going to be very hard to actually get charges from it. But they could say, "Oh, he's on this prescribed medication. He might have taken more, and he was supposed to." Or blah blah blah.
Prescriptions aren't illegal.
Nikkei. The point is it doesn't matter if they're not illegal.
Yeah.
Fuck them. It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
It literally doesn't.
The reason is, if you're undertaking the responsibility of driving, or in the other example I gave, carrying a weapon, you have to abide, but you would have to abide in the jurisdiction by certain rules. That is the argument.
Yeah.
Well, as his impromptu defense attorney, I'm going to say no, it doesn't, Your Honor. Your Honor, as a matter of fact, that's bullshit.
All rise.
So, let's
the
just
Honorable
say, just-
Nike is.
You're talking about the law of Walker. I'm not covered by this court because I see that fringe and it's admiralty law, and when that doesn't apply to me.
It's like, Your Honor, this flight does not apply here. This is a.
I'm saying they could if they wanted to, but it's probably not going to happen. Okay, that's too loud.
Sorry.
Listen, you're gonna fucking get off.
Sorry.
No, I am
entirely.
But
If there's any fucking questions about it, I'm gonna have some problems.
Well,
you
may need a lawyer.
Justice system, Nikkei. You're gonna do it.
Me personally, I will do it. I do not have a bar approval in any.
Well, no, he is not. He's not approved by the law of water. So he is not, he has to be, what is a captain of a ship? So he's, because he's not serving at the, no. Okay,
yeah, so but basically I'm probably not going to get charged, but I had to get a lawyer just in case, you know, make sure, and that's money. And then I was in jail for like 14 hours.
I was under the impression they had, they had like dropped the charges. Because
I can think of another rationale for this.
He's got a little bit more time before like they even decide what the fuck to do about it.
Yeah, they might, it's all up in, it's bureaucrat gang. It takes a long ass time. They might drop it any time. They could drop it tomorrow. They could do it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean.
Okay, there's another reason why they would do this. It just dawned on me. Is that you could also have, because I'm not sure what the particular charge is, but I'm guessing that it would interfere with the ability to purchase or own a firearm. And so you could argue it, if you were from the position of the sheriff, from whomever is doing this, that you've taken the guns off the streets in this manner. Because it may be the entire point is to try to disarm someone for that period of time, or longer if they let it go.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, he was just saying a possible argument they can make.
I know, I'm saying that might be a rationale for doing this.
Yeah.
It might be, but fuck them.
I know, but I'm saying, according to the Talmudic law, that's how it is.
I'm saying, I don't care!
But just because you don't care, it's still a system in place that's fucking oppressing us, and it sucks.
You know what? I don't have to like it to still argue. I'm not saying I like it either.
I'm just saying what their rationale probably is.
World.
I don't want to hear it!
Well, that's the strategy that they're following, and you might want to. It's hopeless. Never mind. Angle's going to jail. He's already guilty. That's it. All right.
Hey,
we've already lost.
Hey, Keith. It's a good thing
I'm not your lawyer, because you know what? I'd just be fucking upset.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't be a lawyer.
Yeah, no, that's why you should just be a Greek.
Well, I mean, a Greek lawyer.
Like, hey, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, if he was Greek, I could like give him like some moussaka, and they're like, okay, we don't need to charge.
If you were in Greece, it'd be like, oh, you're a member of a National Socialist organization? Well, I guess you have to go to jail forever now.
Yeah. That's too sad. Not going to think about that anymore.
Free my niggas.
Yeah, free my niggas. Hey, yeah, but no.
Golden Bond did nothing wrong.
Gold Bond did nothing wrong?
Yeah, Gold Bond did nothing wrong. Bond. Icy Hot is innocent.
You ever whacked off with Icy Hot in an accident? No,
what?
No, well, it's never an accident.
Oh my god!
Moisha's kinky.
That's so good, dude. That's so good.
I missed you so much, Moisha.
I missed you too, Moisha. We roomed together at Mania. We roomed together at Mania. Hey, let me tell you.
Glad I insisted on it.
Yeah, no, you paid for my room that we shared.
I may have.
And you snored like a motherfucker. I'll tell you, goddamn loud.
Anecdotal evidence.
Sleeping in the same room as Moisha is like a, you're like living through a Saw movie.
Yeah, no, but it's okay. Because you're
there in the darkness in your bed, and it sounds like a man is dying next to you.
Yeah,
it sounds like Boyd
dying
Rice.
Is dying inside.
Yes, no, exactly. It sounds like a Boyd Rice record when you're sleeping. Well, no,
if it only sounded like radio static, it would be fine, but it sounds like a man is choking.
Yes, yes, no, it does not sound like white noise. It sounds like.
No, it sounds like black noise?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't breathe!
He's got big Moisha monster noises.
Yeah, no, but like, no, dude, I love you, Moisha.
You were like sleeping next to George Floyd.
I don't love you, Moisha.
Yeah, I figured.
No, wow. I fucking love you, Moisha.
I respect you, and that's more important than love.
Wow. No. Okay.
Oh, well, shit. Real, recognized real.
Well, he did tackle me in front of Sven once, I think, if I remember. Didn't you tackle me in front of Sven?
That's possible.
Yeah.
I tackled you several times. We deserved it, every one of them.
I mean, the first time was a warning to Sven, and then you just fucking broke his pelvis.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Anglo.
No, he's tackled me in front of Sven.
You tackled him in front of Sven, and that was a warning to Sven.
Oh, yeah. Sven, yes.
And then you broke his pelvis.
Oh, Anglo's?
No, you broke Sven's pelvis.
Oh, yeah. Sven's always looking for a reason not to do squats.
Ooh, shit.
No, Anglo has too much fucking to do. He can't break his pelvis.
Yeah. I'm like Elvis.
Well, I'm saying it's more like a elastic sort of thing, because you know he's kind of, you breathe on him and he falls over.
Well, it's because he got big man Moisha, and it's just funny seeing his face. He's about to tackle you, and he's like, "Ugh, big old man." We're sharing headphones. I have this like cheap Sony headset, and we cut it in half, so he gets one.
Well, you don't have another.
No, they literally cut it in half.
God.
I hacksawed the headphones in half before this episode started.
I have the left, he has the right, so he could...
And compared to the setup that I have here, it's just like, ugh. And that
I didn't bring a headphone splitter.
Well, I mean, hey, that's just how the wood pile gets down, dude, if you're not down
with don't you have a soldering iron?
Okay, well, wood pile... Okay.
What would they do with a soldering iron?
I really don't want to ask.
Wood pile.
No, I can tell you what they would do with the soldering iron, and it's nothing.
Dear. Wood pile.
Oh.
What, create a whole new input? Or output, I mean?
Well, I mean, you would just want to, you have the wire, right? And you would be able to solder another connection to it.
They don't have anything to connect to it.
Well, let's forget problems. About this.
But, yeah, no. So 123 burpees for the wood pile. That's Anglo's new workout regimen, is 123 burpees for the wood pile.
And, 88 fucking burpees.
No, 123. And I don't. 80,
I have 88 burpees after I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, 123. I had no idea why until I like did some like Google research on it, but 23 apparently. W is the 23rd letter in the alphabet, and that stands for woodpile. But yeah, no, I didn't know that before because I'm a retard. But yeah, no, 123.
Wait, 123. It's Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
He's here all week,
hey,
folks.
Hey, yeah, no, he's here all. He's hey, no, I'll be here all summer. Yeah, yeah, no, hey, Adolf Hitler. You know, balling like a Kittler. Yeah, so.
All right.
My back is really hurting from this ghetto setup, so is there anything else? Are we cutting it off too early? Or?
I mean,
my neck,
I don't care. I mean,
my back, send the niggers off.
Get the niggers off the crack? Hey, no. This was a good episode. Thank you very much, Nike and Anglo, for having me on. If you guys ever want some more jail facts, I'm happy to drop them or whatever, or like some more single dad facts.
And if you want any headphone facts, ask Moisha.
Ask anyone else. Literally anyone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good advice. Make sure you use a saw to cut a $10 Sony headset.
Hacksaw. Yeah.
So, okay, Jack, what is the I'm looking for the program to... Never mind.
Hey,
I'm using Windows right now, okay? Moist, I'm not doing...
Well, that's, you know, that's not my problem now.
I miss you guys and I love you guys, okay? So, I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Okay. You too. I miss you, Haas, really, as well.
I hope you guys enjoyed our little episode. Big one.
Woodpile.
Say
Moist, you're back.
All right. All right. Tuning out, Anglo, we have Haas, then we have Nike, and then we have Moisha.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Jack Capture, that's it. Okay.
Shut up, dude.